Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden, in a call for racial justice and equity, is taking steps to address the role the federal government has played in fostering discriminatory housing policies. Biden also directing the Department of Justice to end its reliance on private prisons. In a signing ceremony today, the president saying the government needs to change its whole approach to dealing with what he called a systemic problem.
Housing is a right in America, and home ownership is an essential tool to wealth creation and to be passed down to generations. Today, I'm directing the Department of Housing and Urban Affairs and Urban Development to redress the historical racism in federal housing policies.
Biden saying while it will take time, we must change now. Among other things, the president calling on the Department of Housing and Urban Development to look at regulatory actions under the Trump administration that may have undermined fair housing policies. Senators have been sworn in for the impeachment trial. The former President Donald Trump, who was charged by the House for inciting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt explains, this acts as a procedural step as the chamber gears up for the February trial.
Vermont Democrat and Senate President Pro Tem Patrick Leahy administered the oath to the rest of the senators, who will act as jurors in the impeachment trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agreed to a trial timeline that allows Trump's defense team 2 weeks to prepare. Meanwhile, senators also voted down a motion from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul to dismiss the impeachment charge. Paul argued it wasn't constitutional because Trump is no longer in office. The vote forced Senate Republicans to go on the record over whether they believe trying a former president is constitutional. The motion was defeated 55-45, with only 5 Republicans breaking with their colleagues to support moving forward with the trial. Barbara Spren, NPR News.
The world has now recorded more than 100 million coronavirus cases, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the world is adding another million new cases every other day.
A year ago, only a few dozen COVID-19 cases had been identified outside of China. 12 months later, the virus has spread to every corner of the globe. More than 100 million infections have now been reported worldwide. More than 2 million people have died. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says the ever-rising statistics can make people numb to what they represent.
Every death is someone's parent, someone's partner, someone's child, someone's friend.
The United States has far more COVID cases and deaths than any other country. Reported infections in the U.S. make up more than 25% of the total worldwide. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The Biden administration says it's working to get an additional 200 million coronavirus vaccine doses. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 22 points. This is NPR. A year ahead of a planned launch by a private company, Axiom Space, the crew has been introduced. The Houston company today identifying the 3 men who are paying $55 million each to fly to the International Space Station next January atop a SpaceX rocket. They include a real estate and tech entrepreneur from Dayton, Ohio, Canadian financier, and an Israeli businessman. They'll be led by a former NASA astronaut. The judge overseeing the Weinstein Company's bankruptcy case has approved a liquidation plan, setting aside $17 million for accusers of Harvey Weinstein. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports a claims examiner will use a point system to decide how much of that money each accuser will get.
The bankruptcy plan will allow each woman accusing Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct an opportunity to confidentially detail the severity, the frequency, and the impact of his alleged actions. Though some of the women objected to the deal, the judge overruled and confirmed the plan on Monday. Beth Fagan, a lawyer representing many women in a class action lawsuit against Weinstein, said, quote, "This plan truly leverages the voices of survivors, and as evidenced by the majority's support of the settlement, we're heartened to have reached a solution that empowers each woman to do what is right for her." Last year, Harvey Weinstein was found guilty of rape and sexual abuse and sentenced to 23 years in prison. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Widespread internet outages and glitches across the Northeast today. Verizon, the most effective company, says it's been working on a problem with its Fios service and reported that some service had been restored. The company said a fiber had apparently been cut in Brooklyn. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.